New trade opportunities, good for the economy. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. After sitting dormant for months, some trade issues important to U.S. agriculture are finally starting to gain some momentum. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller reports.
Trade issues have seemed frozen in recent months with almost no big activity, but they may be finally seeing a thaw. American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Salmonson says that's good news for farmers and ranchers and the overall economy.
Trade will help economic growth, to get the jobs, to get the economic activity to lead this country out of recession. Trade policy is going to be a real part of that. The USDA uses a figure that every $1 billion of agricultural trade is worth over 8,000 jobs.
Salmonson says there's a variety of reasons for the trade activity, one being the president's National Export Initiative, which aims to double U.S. exports over the next 5 years. President Obama recently announced he hopes to clear the way for the South Korea Free Trade Agreement by the end of the year.
We think it would lead to over $2 billion of extra U.S. ag sales to South Korea. That's a very good indication that the administration is really looking to reengage on some of these trade issues that have been outstanding for so long.
Speaking of long, the trade embargo against Cuba has been an issue for almost 50 years. This week, the House Agriculture Committee will consider a bill to lift some of those restrictions. Passage of the bill would be a big win for U.S. farmers and ranchers.
Cuba imports over $1.8 billion of ag products annually. The U.S. has roughly about $320 million of that. We think there's ample opportunity for growth for U.S. ag sales to Cuba. We certainly are the closest major agricultural producer to the Cuban nation.
And all of that would bring money back into the U.S. economy. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And the House Ag Committee did pass the Cuba trade bill earlier this week and now awaits full House consideration. Hope you have a safe July 4th weekend. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.